pick up your bat with the tip of your hand, and you know you're all that.
What are you doing, Martina?
Well, I'm trying to write song lyrics that rhyme. It's hard. I wonder what Lin-Manuel Miranda would say.
The fun in writing any kind of musical score is having as diverse an array of characters as possible and then seeing how they bounce off each other.
Oh, right. It's about telling a story and making up characters.
Yeah, all the songs and people do exactly that.
That's right. And I have a feeling I know who can teach us how to do it.
Oh, boy. Well, I've never taught melodies to my kids, but I would carry them around as babies and make songs out of what we were doing.
Perfect! Hi, friends. I'm Martina Castro, host of the Vivo Songbook podcast, a show where we dive deep into the story and songs of Vivo, the movie from Sony Pictures Animation, streaming now on Netflix.
And I'm Inarly Simo, the voice of Gabby in Vivo.
We welcome you to the Vivo Songbook Bonusodes, where you'll play games to learn how to speak the language that brought Gabby and Vivo together.
The language of music.
In today's bonusode, we move on to the last essential ingredient of a song, lyrics. And here's our guest instructor for today.
Hi, everybody. I'm Gloria Estefan, and I am honored to have sung and spoken the role of Marta in Vivo.
Class materials, just a magical part of your brain called creativity.
Let's start with some basics, shall we? Yanar, what is a lyric?
Well, a lyric is a set of words that go with a song.
Exactly. Row, row, row your boat, just words. Row, row, row your boat. Now those are lyrics. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Lin-Manuel Miranda is so good at this part of songwriting, the lyrics part. Yanarly, what's your favorite lyric from the songs in the movie?
It's from Gabby's main song, My Own Drum, which is, I'm a wild young lady, but you know some? I'd rather be at home with my own drum.
If I had to choose my favorite line, it would be from the song called One More Song. When Vivo sings, all I have to do is sing louder than my fear. I need you here for one more song. Ugh. Friends at home, what's your favorite lyric? What do you like about it? Personally, I love how Lin-Manuel Miranda's lyrics rhyme. So, do you want to try writing rhymes like Lin-Manuel Miranda today?
Let's do it.
Well, we obviously aren't going to become genius songwriters overnight, but we can start using that part of our brain that writes lyrics. Take what Gloria Estefan did to teach her kids how to write them. She raised them making up silly songs about whatever they were doing, going to the store, making dinner. She even taught her grandson how to do it.
I would walk around with him and I'd go, let's go to the swings. Let's go to the swings. And then I'd put him on the swing set. And he loved it, and it's a way to connect and to actually talk. We have conversations through music, and he would laugh. And I'd say, okay, you pick a subject and pick your favorite song, and I'll make up words to it. And then I go, okay, now it's your turn. And I'd give him a subject, and he'd make it up, and it just frees that spirit of improvisation, which is key to any good musician.
Ooh, that's a good word, improvisation. Which means to basically make things up off the top of your head, to improvise. And that's exactly what we're going to do today. Yanarly, are you ready to try it?
Okay, I never improvise lyrics, but I guess there's no time like the present.
Here's the game. We're going to take turns saying sentences and try to find some rhymes together. So if I say I'm going to hit the ball with a bat, you could say something that ends with a word that sounds similar or that rhymes with bat. Like, and I'm going to wear my big hat, or I love to snuggle with my cat. Make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
The key here is to let loose and see what comes out, to improvise. It's okay to be silly and for the song not to make any sense at all. Friends at home, first listen to Yanarly and I give it a try. Then we'll invite you to jump in. Ready, Yanarly?
Oh, I'm ready. It's on.
Come on over here if you'd like to have some spaghetti.
We'll have to wait 5 minutes because it's not yet ready.
Do you like it with sauce? Or is it better plain?
How about in the rain?
For dinner or lunch? Maybe even for brunch? Oh, I just like it a whole bunch. That was fun.
If I thought too hard about it, I would lose my place.
That's okay. This is just for fun and to start exercising that lyric writing muscle. All right, friends at home, are you ready? This time, we're going to give you two lines, then you'll have space to say one that rhymes with each of them. We'll be looking for some A rhymes this time. Here we go. I'm standing here in this doorway. Oh, I like to take a nap on a Tuesday. Nice! How did you do? Let's do it one more time. This time, we're looking for E rhymes. Ready? Here we go. Let's go climb a tree. I feel so free when I'm right by the sea. Nice job! Now you've practiced improvising and writing song lyrics. You're well on your way to becoming the next Lin-Manuel Mirandas.
Or Lin-Manuelitas and Amandas.
Nice! Well, that's it for today's bonusode.
Thank you so much for playing with us. I miss you already.
And a special thank you to our guest instructor, Gloria Estefan.
Have a great one, everybody.
The Vivo Songbook Bonusodes were written and edited by our lead producer, Martine Chaussard, our editor, Natasha Ruck, and me, Martina Castro. They were mixed and sound designed by Giovanna Romano Sanchez. They include original compositions from Luis Gil and were mastered by Martin Cruz Farga and Daniel Murcia. A big thank you to our consultants, Andrew Barkan and Polly Hall from the Ear Snacks podcast, who also contributed to our games. You can stream Vivo anytime over at Netflix or listen to the podcast about the story and songs of Vivo, the Vivo Songbook, wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.